FEMA is doing a great job down here. We've had two hurricanes. We may be faced with another. Can FEMA keep up the good work?
Well, I'm glad you publicly recognize the good work that those men and women have done. We brought them in from all around the country. Their business is helping people recovery. Yes, they'll do whatever it takes, but obviously it's put a lot of stress on them, and they're not getting a lot of sleep, and we're out there recruiting even more people to come down and help them.
Yeah, and what are you doing to prepare for the possibility of Ivan attacking Florida?
Well, what we've done before, there are three or four key areas where we pull together food, make preparations to bring in water, ice, if they're backup generation or communication equipment, where we preposition medical assistant teams, put urban search and rescue teams at the ready. I mean, we do this as a matter of course, and we obviously then monitor and track carefully the storm. And God forbid a third storm in 4 weeks of this magnitude. Maybe Floridians will get a break, but right now we're paying very, very careful attention to it.
It's so important, the federal response. Florida has a lot of resources, but when maybe three hurricanes hit you, it's important to the resources, the almost limitless resources of the federal government, and you're able to bring in resources from across the country.
Well, first of all, you do have to give enormous credit to your local authorities and your operations center and the hurricane center. I mean, we do have great partners in helping your fellow citizens recover with the state and local. The Red Cross is there, the Salvation Army, many church groups providing the shelters. I think we've got over 500,000 pounds of food that have been shipped down to help supply these shelters, emergency meals and the like. It has to be a collaborative effort. It is a monstrous undertaking with these two hurricanes, Category 4 followed by a Category 3. One moved quickly, the other one moved slowly, and we've got a third one potentially on the way. But again, with great bipartisan support, Republicans and Democrats in Congress said, here's a $2 billion down payment on individual assistance, help families, help individuals. Let's get them back on their feet. And that's just literally a down payment. We have no idea how much money we're going to need to request from Congress to assist us to recover as completely as possible from Francis.
Do you think that Florida would be better prepared because of all of these hurricanes that we've been dealing with in the event of a terrorist attack? FEMA is within the Homeland Security Agency. Do you think we might be better prepared to handle a terrorist attack because of this?
Yes, I do. I mean, when we brag literally about what communities do along the East Coast that historically have had to confront hurricanes. People are aware of it. They normally have emergency supplies. They have communication plans. They have battery-operated radios because they know the power is going to be out. There's something to be said for preparation, whether it's a hurricane, an earthquake, or a terrorist attack. And again, I got to give Yalad, the Floridians who listened to the governor, he said several hundred thousand, I guess it might have been in excess of a million people. You got to get out of the storm's way. You have to get out of harm's way. And they did it. Oh, by the way, you should know that while there was reports of the shortage of gas and diesel fuel, there's plenty available and the distribution is ongoing.
You got to be real proud of the people that work for FEMA, Mike Brown. It seems like they really, really care for the victims of the hurricane.
Well, it's their passion. I mean, there is no organization in any government anywhere else whose primary responsibility, and this they do about 95-98% of the time, is come in when things are tough, when things are looking bleak, and I think they bring an attitude of compassion and an energy and an effort to help people get back on their feet and communities back on their feet. It's a great work that they do, but they're really being pressured with this back-to-back storm situation in Florida. But they will not be deterred from the task. We're going to stay there as long as we need to be. We opened 16 disaster recovery centers now. We've had probably 150,000 applications from Charlie and several hundred million dollars on the street in response to those needs. We'll start doing the same work with the victims of Francis. And conceivably, somebody was hit by Francis to come in for some assistance may have to come in for additional kinds of assistance because they're hit by, vice versa. Charlie first and then Francis? Well, that's why the programs exist.
Yeah. Let me ask you finally, as we possibly face another hit from a hurricane, a third hit, any words of encouragement for Floridians that have been through so much?
Well, I think the Floridians should know that on a day-to-day basis, there's a group of us that meet with the president to talk about global terrorism and homeland security. But ever since we first saw sight of the possibility of Charlie, every single day has included a conversation led by the president. What have we done? How prepared are we? How quickly can we respond? What more can we do? Obviously evidenced by his second or third visit. Mike Brown's been down there, who's the Undersecretary for Emergency Preparedness and Response, is practically living down there. We're planning right now to respond as quickly as we can. If Ivan hits, great communication support within the state. You've got utility workers, last count about 17,000 from outside the state coming in to help. Red Cross volunteers, Salvation Army. Floridians ought to know that their fellow citizens across this nation, from the president on down, care about them, worry about them, and can do everything they can to help them recover as quickly as possible.
Great. Good. Secretary Ridge, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good talking to you.
Thank you very much.